Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Well, we were talking about what I consider to be a really almost revolutionary level of commitment to resisting the overwhelming power of spy agencies, law enforcement agencies, particularly in America, and the head of security for Google saying, basically, we're not going to cooperate. You know, when it comes to this just across-the-board collection of data, we're not going to help you. We're going to fight you. If you've got a situation where, you know, you've got a legal situation, you've got a targeted situation, we will do everything we can to help you, but you can't just, across the board, harvest data willy-nilly, which is essentially what happens now, apparently. In fact, Vodafone, just this last week, admitted that in Britain, at least, and perhaps other governments, you know, the United States has kind of been the brunt of this abuse of government power in spying on citizens. But apparently it's not the only country. Britain has had, apparently, a direct connection to Vodafone's servers and been siphoning off data the whole time. Well, I mean, not ever and ever, but the last few years, anyway. A physical presence in their server rooms, at least in terms of having cables there, maybe even servers. I don't know. But Vodafone just this last week admitted that and expressed some concern. So it's interesting to hear Google say, look, we're not going to participate in it. But here's the problem. You end up in a fight. And you end up in a fight with the guys that owns the badges, the guns, the courts, and the jails. Now, most of the people, you know, that own the guns and the badges and the courts and the jails are decent people, but not all of them are. Many of them are misguided. And so you run into a situation where do I try to tackle these misguided guys and convince them they're wrong? It is a daunting prospect. I mean, all the government has to say is that what you're doing to Google, what you're doing is illegal. No, it's not. There's no law against it. Well, now there is a law against it. We just made one. Or there's an executive order that says it's illegal now. I mean, it's very similar, and this is what's interesting about this whole process. I'm going to be watching Google very, very, very closely because it's a very similar situation to what has happened with coal mines. Once they decide you're not on their side anymore or they're not on your side anymore, it becomes a very difficult battle because they have all of, unless someone stops them, they have all the power. You're doing something legal and we tell you to stop. And so you say, wait a minute, it's legal, screw you. Guess what? It's not legal anymore. It can be a very, very daunting decision for these guys to make and to remain committed to. On Wednesday, General Counsel of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, a fellow by the name of Robert S. Litt, said in response to the Google's head of security's little statement, "It was an unquestionable loss for our nation that companies are losing the willingness to cooperate legally and voluntarily with American spy agencies." Now, if you read between the lines in that couple of sentences, well, that's just one sentence, actually. Very powerful single sentence. Losing the willingness to cooperate legally and voluntarily. So the implication is, if you don't cooperate, it's not legal. And the implication is, you used to do it voluntarily. We will now make you do it involuntarily and unwillingly. Now, those are implications. He doesn't say that, but I think those are, if the, that sentence was not thrown together. It was crafted very carefully. Here is it again. This is Robert S. Litt. It was an unquestionable loss for our nation that companies are losing their willingness to cooperate legally and voluntarily with American spy agencies. Very troubling to me. Very troubling to me. Look, it's not unlike, you know, guys coming in and saying, look, you know what, we need you to report your neighbors. People have their lights on at all hours, wasting electricity. We're just doing it for the earth and for your neighborhood. People that own too many cars. I mean, there's all kinds of things, and it will always be expressed in sort of a, geez, all we're doing is asking you to be legal and right, and it's a tough deal. We'll have to see what happens with Google. I got a feeling, and I hate to sound so negative again, but I just think it's as big as Google is, the Fed is bigger. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to maintain that hard line. Now, I think we can actually do something here, and it's the thing that we can do. I mean, besides obviously voting and sort of getting people voted out that have that mentality of just sort of owning all the data and owning everything, and monitoring you 24/7 because they can, is really putting the companies in the middle and saying, look, if you don't continue to fight this fight, we're not going to be Gmail users anymore. Gmail will shut down because there will be an evaporation of users. Now, admittedly, that's a little bit of an uphill battle too. But if there's anything that when you're sitting at home and thinking, wow, day after day, look at the stuff that's arrayed against us. I see things not positive. What do I do? How does little old me contribute to the battle? Well, one of the ways is to put heat both on your elected officials, but also on companies like Google. When they make a decision like this, let them know you appreciate it. Let them know you back them. Companies that don't make decisions like this and say, oh yeah, we're going to fold, we're going to hand over all the data no matter what, because we want to be good guys. We don't want to be hassled by the feds. You got to let them know. Guess what? We're not using your service anymore. We love it. We're going to hate being off of it. It's going to hurt us in terms of our productivity or our whatever, comfort level or whatever it is. But we have to be willing to do it. If we don't, we will eventually end up paying the price where we will not have options. All the data will be, it'll be too late. All the data will be harvested, and there'll just be simply nothing we can do except going up into a cave in the mountains and using smoke signals. And then you know what will happen then? The EPA would be on you, and you would be arrested for air pollution. So we better stay on this, stay diligent. You know, and one of the things I'm always aware of is, you know, the kook factor, you know, because there were buddies of mine that spoke like this back in the early 90s, mid-90s, and I used to make fun of them because they were just paranoid nuts. This stuff can't happen in America. No, it's not going to happen. They're not going to be collecting all the data, all the people, all the time. There's no way. Number one, they don't have the technology to do it. Number two, it's really just not a part of the American tradition. And number three, it's not constitutional. Well, guess what? The technology exists now. The will to do it exists now. The excuse to do it exists now. And look, anything can be ruled to be constitutional with the judges we have now. So it's a very sticky situation. We will continue to monitor it and see what happens. It's tough. It's tough. There's just such tremendous benefits. We talked about this before, you know, even 2 or 3 years ago, before some of the more overt, kind of wild accusations that ended up being true came out, you know, pre-Snowden. I almost said Fred Snowden. And, you know, we thought they were just, it was a little outlandish. But, you know, I talked about how the companies are very good at producing compelling products. They give them to you for free, but they're not really free. And they're so compelling, and you end up making them a part of your lives. Well, once you do that, they've got you. And then they just vacuum up all of your data and hand it out all over the place. You know, and then what the governments do, and sometimes the corporations do as well, is, oh, well, there's no person seeing them. There's no you know, if ultimately a person never sees them, how are they used? then why vacuum up the data? I mean, at some point, they have to be actionable. I mean, are you telling me that it's just robots? Well, I don't know. That may be even more scary. You use too much electricity this month, Mr. Mason. We have an Android at your door and not a phone. I don't know. 866-821-8255 is the number. Last segment of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Join us here live right after this.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.